12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
Wednesday, 22nd of June, 12:35. Time for us to get into Algoa Cares. Joining us now on the line is Vilmi Dipenaar, Director at Seven Passes Initiative. Vilmi, wonderful of you to join us on Algoa Cares.
Thank you, Katie, for having me. It's such great to honored to be with you.
Fantastic. Vilmi, describe your NPO to us, please.
Our NPO was started in 2008 as a violence prevention organization. We work in the rural area of Hoekville, but we've expanded to work in Wilderness Heights, Klein Krans, and we also offer parenting programs in suburbs of George.
What are your areas of focus?
Well, we see ourselves as a violence prevention organization, and we focus on intergenerational and multifaceted violence prevention interventions. But we've got five specific programs that we use to do that. We started as an after-school facility, so we've got after-school education and life skills programs. Mm-hmm. And then some of the other programs followed on that. First, the youth development program. And in 2016, we started with a positive parenting program. So we've got four programs, that's from pre-birth to 18 years. And then in 2020, we started with a family violence prevention program that includes gender-based violence prevention as well as violence against children. This year, we started with Early Childhood Development Center. So we're very excited about that as well.
Excellent. You're obviously on Algoa Cares because you are appealing to the community at large for assistance. What are your list of needs?
There are so many organizations, so many needs in this area and obviously in the country. We always say we want people to become involved with us, volunteers who can come read or become involved with a holiday program on a daily basis or monthly basis or a yearly basis, depending on what their skills are and what they've got to offer. So people are really important to us. But then, of course, we need funding. We need windy houses that we can use as extra classrooms and also to do our parenting programs in. And then contributions towards our Friday programs that we have with children, things for arts and crafts, things like that. And laptops. As I say, there are always more needs than resources in a non-profit organization.
Absolutely. But, I see you appealing for someone to help you out with Wi-Fi for the youth as well. And that is quite a needy cause and ask from your side as well.
Yes, absolutely. That's for our youth center. We've got a fantastic relationship with Heracal, and we're in the process to see if we can get Wi-Fi ECD center, for the normal admin things, but also to for the children to be able to do educational programs on a tablet.
All right. How can our listeners get in touch with you?
Well, they can look on our website. It's sevenpasses.org.za, and we're also on Facebook. They can contact me on my cell phone number. It's 072-673-4346, but we've got a landline as well, 044-850-1267.
Fantastic. Vilmi Dipenaar, Director at Seven Passes Initiative out in George in the Southern Cape. Thank you so much for joining us on Algoa Cares this afternoon.
Thank you, Casey. I really appreciate the opportunity.
It's our pleasure. Have a good one.
On air.
On air.
Online.
Online. And all over your world.
This is Algoa FM.